This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Native groups and New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland are calling a federal appeals court ruling on oil and gas permits near a New Mexico sacred site a win. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Tuesday the Bureau of Land Management violated the National Environmental Policy Act when approving permits near Chaco Culture National Historical Park, and some permits need further review. In 2015, Native and environmental groups claimed land managers violated environmental and preservation laws when approving permits. The Congresswoman, New Mexico tribes, and environmental groups are seeking greater protections in the area. Concerned development threatens the cultural landscape. Latta High School senior Tule Birdshead will be allowed to wear traditional items at graduation in Oklahoma. A previous request to wear an eagle feather, Chickasaw honor cord, and beaded cap was denied. The student was joined by members of the Native community and attorneys this week at a school board meeting where the board agreed to accommodate the request. Democratic senators took to the Senate floor Tuesday calling for stronger protections for Native women, which they say includes the reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act, Savannah's Act, and the Not Invisible Act. Nevada Senator Catherine Cortez Masto urged for the passage of the bills.
Women across Indian country are dying and disappearing, and far too many of their cases go unreported, unsolved, or untouched by law enforcement. This is unbelievable. We must act. And yet there is no targeted federal plan or strategy to address this epidemic, even as it becomes increasingly clear that we are failing to uphold our trust responsibility, and even more so, we're failing Native women and their families.
She was among five senators to deliver back-to-back speeches on missing and murdered Indigenous women. The senators called for bipartisan action to help end violence in Native communities. Meanwhile, community organizers in Billings, Montana, are seeking to include men and boys when it comes to addressing missing and murdered Indigenous people. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio has more.
A few hundred people wearing red line the Rimrock sandstone that overlooks Billings.
Please stay 10 feet back from the edge. Parents, please hang on to your children.
Reno Charette with the Native American Achievement Center at Montana State University Billings directs the crowd through a megaphone. So far, the movement has drawn attention to the high number of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, but Charette says there are many boys and men missing too.
And we've seen it on Facebook most prominently when there's been young men that have disappeared and they have not found them for a very long time. And if they're found, they're usually not alive. So this is a heartbreak that our Native communities have been burdened with for quite some time.
While Native Americans make up less than 7% of Montana's total population, Indigenous men and boys account for 17% of the males on the Montana Department of Justice Missing Persons Clearinghouse. 34-year-old Hub Williamson, who was last seen in the beginning of April, is on the list. Williamson's cousin, Frank Backbone, is a member of Northern Cheyenne Search and Rescue and says they held a search for Williamson last Friday between Hardin and Crow Agency.
We started at noon in Black Pods. We searched until 7 at night, but we couldn't find nothing.
Reno Charette says she and other leaders are looking for solutions through policy change and funding. The Montana legislature recently passed several related bills, including one that establishes and funds a missing persons specialist in the state called Hannah's Act. The governor signed the act into law last week. For National Native News, I'm Kayla DeRoche.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the law offices of Sanofsky Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at www.sanofsky.com.
Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.